Well, hello, teachers, and welcome to your Monday Mindset podcast episode. These are short little snippets of thoughts, reflections that I share with you on a weekly basis that are focused around mindset, things that we can do to live our best lives, to live an intentional life. And I invite you to not just listen to these for yourself and how they apply to you in your life, but consider sharing them with other people too. Consider sharing them with your students every Monday and having a conversation about it and doing a reflection together. Because I think a lot of these thoughts, these topics, these questions are just a part of being human. And sometimes being human can feel lonely. And to know that other people are struggling through some of the same challenges that you are and are benefiting from having these types of conversations is hugely powerful in allowing us to get to be the best version of ourselves, to take who we are and who we be and who we show up in the world as to that next level. So I really hope that you enjoy these Monday Mindsets. And if you do, let us know over on our Instagram at Evie Academics. Thanks so much for listening, and let's dive into our Monday Mindset. So I'm not sure if I've shared this on the podcast, but I run another business separate from EB. And I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. I work with a lot of founders and CEOs, and I consult them on leadership. And what's really cool about that is I'm given the opportunity to work with people really closely, just kind of in their day-to-day mindset, their day-to-day state, what they think about things, how they feel about things. And something that I notice that is very interesting that has kind of had me reflect on myself, and I want to share it with you for you to be able to reflect on yourself too, is where a lot of people live from is concern about the past, things that have happened in the past, and complaining about them and being frustrated by them, which is fine. We can be frustrated by things, and I believe that that's a choice. We get to see things as either a gift, as, you know, a positive. I'll share something with you in just a second about gratitude. But a lot of people live in the past. And also, a lot of people live in the worry about the future, about a future outcome that has never happened and probably won't ever happen. And this worry and this anxiety and these fears and these frustrations from living in both of those places really steals away people's happiness. It takes their peace away from them. It takes their gratitude away from them. And what's interesting about this is we as humans have the power to choose where we're putting our time, energy, attention, and efforts toward. And I think a lot of all that starts with just the awareness, the metacognition of where your thoughts are. You know, if we're thinking in the past about things that we're upset about or frustrated by, we can ask ourselves, you know, is this a helpful thought? Is sitting in the past and being over and over, I'm so mad, I'm so frustrated, this is how it's all, whatever story we're saying, I ask myself a lot, you know, is this a helpful thought? Is this thought helping me be a happier person? Is this thought helping me live the life I want to live? And 9 times out of 10, when I'm living in the past, it's not. And then the same thing goes for the future. And again, I see this a lot with a lot of the people that I work with, is this fear of the unknown, of this anxiety, of this pressure, of this, you know, just intense, I'm looking for another word other than anxiety, but it's not coming to me, where they're living in the future and they have all of these thoughts about the future of, well, this could happen or this could go wrong or what's going to happen if this and blah, blah, blah. All of these kind of negative, maybe unhelpful thoughts. Maybe they're helpful thoughts for some people, but I think a lot of the times when I notice them and have these conversations with these people, they're not helpful thoughts. And it's, they're allowing those thoughts to kind of steal away their present joy of living in the present moment. You know, I've shared this before. My grandma always said, like, life is not a dress rehearsal. Like, this is it. This moment, this day. And so I think about how can we start to live differently? And I believe that that's with starting with celebrating today, like where you are right now in this current moment. I think about the me from 5 years ago, the me from 10 years ago. I want you to think about the you from 5 years ago, the you from 10 years ago, from 20 years ago. You know, are you living a life that you never could have dreamed possible? Would you have ever thought you'd be where you are right now, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And I believe that when we live a life of intention, we live a life of choice, that no matter where we currently are, we can choose to be happy in the current moment, in the presence that we have. And I think that when we look at life from a place of everything happens for me, this is all happening in my favor, that no matter what happens, it's all for the benefit of ourselves. So either where you are right now, today, in this moment, you are either a product of your growth and the things that you've done to personally grow, to understand yourself better, to be a better person in this world, to be the person that you want to be in this world. So you're either a product of that growth, or you're in a place right now that might be difficult, that might be challenging. But if you choose to see these challenges and these difficulties as a way that it's helping you grow and become the person that you really want to be, there's no negative, right? There's no thought of that this isn't happening for me. And I think that that's just a really peaceful, beautiful place to come from. And that's what I was going to talk about, just like gratitude. You know, we can be gratitude for the things that have happened in the past. We can be filled with gratitude for the things that are happening now. We can be filled with gratitude for the things that are happening in the future. And I think the next kind of levels of gratitude are, we get to choose to be thankful for the bad things that happen, the things that go awry or the things that don't go our way. Because really, at the end of the day, if it's all happening for us, then there is no bad, right? That's like the next level. There is no negative, that it's all happening for me for a specific reason. Now, I'm not talking about traumatic experiences. That's a choice, and we can have a separate conversation about that another time in terms of how we choose to view anything that happens to us in our lives. You know, I think about my grandmother passing. I think about my best friend, you know, losing him to suicide this summer. I think about my dog suddenly dying. You know, while those aren't massively necessarily traumatic life experiences like others have gone through, there were still very difficult moments for me in my life. And I've chosen to look at those through the lens of gratitude. And when I've done that, my life is just so much more peaceful. I feel so much happier. I feel so much more just joy in the day to day. And I want to invite you to celebrate today through the lens of gratitude, of I am thankful for the growth that I've gotten to this point. And I'm thankful that maybe I'm in a difficult spot right now because I know it's serving me in the long run. So I know that's hard. I know that's difficult. It's been a journey for years that I've been going on to be here. But I think when you do get here, it's incredibly rewarding. So I hope that that serves you in some capacity. And I'll see you next week on a Monday Mindset, where we'll be talking about opening the doors. And I love this concept as well.